Hello children, today I'll be teaching English language of class 4 and the topic is noun and its kinds. You have already learnt about what is a noun. Yes, a noun is a naming word. Everything has a name. It names people, animals, things and places. Example, Aman, boy, Delhi, river, teacher, etc. There are basically 5 kinds of nouns. Common noun, proper noun, collective noun, abstract noun and material noun. We will study about each noun in detail. Number 1. Common noun. Common noun are the names of people, places, animals or things of the same kind or class. For example, boys go to school. In this sentence, the word boy name can be given to any boy. It does not belong to any specific boy. In the same way, the name school can be given to any institution where children study. It is a name common to all such institutions where children go to study. Let us take another example. Wild animals live in forest. Here the word animal does not specify which animal we are talking about. It can be called to an elephant, cow, dog, etc. Similarly, forest can stand for any jungle we see or have known. Number 2. Proper noun. A proper noun is the name of a particular person, animal, place or thing. For example, Rahul went to Shimla. Here the name Rahul belongs to a particular boy and not everyone. Similarly, Shimla is a name of a particular city and not every city. The individual names given to specify person, place, animal or thing is called a proper noun. A few points to remember about proper noun are: number 1, a proper noun always begins with a capital letter. Now, point number 2, even the name of days, months, festivals, books, etc. begin with capital letter. Now let us study about collective noun. Collective noun is the name of a collection of persons, animals or things taken as a whole. For example, I saw a herd of sheep. Here, a collection of sheep is called herd. Let us take a few more examples. A collection of people is called as a crowd. A collection of players is called as a team. A collection of singers is called as choir, and so on. One important point to remember is, though common noun stands for a group of similar things, but it is always treated as a singular entity. So, common noun always takes singular entity. For example, children, the jury has given its verdict. It's correct. If I say the jury have given its verdict, is incorrect. Now let us study about material noun. A material noun is a name of a material or a substance of which things are made up of. For example, Sumit purchased a gold ring. Here the object ring is made of gold. Hence, gold is material noun. Now children, if you look around yourself, you will find many objects made of different substances. Those substances are called material noun. A few examples of material noun are: pencil, which you use to write, is made of wood. Utensils, which your mother uses to cook, are made up of steel. Books that you read are made up of paper. So things like wood, steel and paper are used to make different objects. Now let us study about abstract noun. An abstract noun is a name of something that we can neither see nor touch, but can only feel or think of. Basically, abstract noun is a feeling. For example, beauty, honesty, justice, etc. Now let us take an example. My parents are proud of my good behavior. In this sentence, there are 2 nouns. Number 1, parents is common noun as it does not specify whose parents. And number 2, behavior is abstract noun as we cannot touch and see, but we can feel it. So children, with this we come to the end of noun and its kinds. Thank you, children.